Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales. We are your hosts,
Chris Moyers
and Dan Stickney. We like to crack open a beer or two and share tales of the supernatural, paranormal, and just plain strange.
So sit back, grab yourself a drink, and dive into the strange with us. Welcome back to Ales and Strange Tales, Season 4, Episode 8.
Eight.
How's it going, Daniel?
Not too bad.
I suck, and I didn't bring a beer, so Daniel gave me a free one.
We couldn't go 3 weeks now.
I know.
Fucking lazy bum.
This is from our buddy Greg's Stomping Ground, correct?
Yes. This is one of his favorites, I believe.
Was it Elysian?
Yeah, something like that.
Elysian Space Dust IPA.
It's got a hop. I think it's a hop character.
Hey,
spewing
it's...
spewing space dust.
And it's expired a long time ago. That's cool.
Hey, awesome. Wow. 13 May. Oh, hey, it's May. Not too bad, I guess.
I'm still going to drink it because it's free, but... what the fuck?
Blame Casey's. That's where I got it.
Fucking Casey's. It's an 8.2. Holy
yeah.
Toledo.
It's a good one.
We're going to be toasted tonight. Well, thank you for that, Dan. I do have a strange tale, and it is entitled The Pig. It just disappeared. Right when I'm reading the fucking thing. Why would it do that? I don't understand.
Disappear before your eyes.
Fucking thing. It is entitled The Pig Woman, The Preacher, and The Murder. The Still Unsolved Hall Mills Murders. Thanks to Troy Taylor. Thank you very much, Troy Taylor.
Pig Woman, Preacher, and The Murder walk into a bar.
Oh! Hey-o. I did tell a bar joke yesterday, or Wednesday, when me and Vince went. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, how's it going? Oh, a termite walks into the bar and asks, is the bartender here? You get it?
Is the bartender here?
Because the bar's
tender.
Made out of wood and he wants to eat it.
Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty sure Vanessa still doesn't get it. She doesn't get the grasshopper joke still.
Oh, tell the grasshopper one.
So a grasshopper, and then Vince fucked. He kept fucking with me. Grasshoppers don't walk, they hop. Like, Vince, I fucking know it's fucking with the joke. So a grasshopper hops into the bar and orders a drink, and the bartender says, you know we have a drink named after you, don't you? And the grasshopper says, you have a drink named Steve?
Jesus. Wow.
How does she not get it? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyways, what were you saying?
Was I saying something?
I have no idea. Weren't you?
I don't know.
What story do you have? Maybe that was that.
Well, I got some strange news. But, you know, maybe we could talk about that weird E.T. alien-looking thing that they presented to the Mexican Congress.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It looks like a Play-Doh doll someone made, like, fucking 90 years ago.
Yeah. Basically, it looked like E.T.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Like, really small, anorexic or something.
Now someone's saying it's just one full body, not fucked around with, which I don't believe, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. It was, I forgot to get the scientist's name, but there's a UFO expert who showed it, Jaime Maussan. He claims they're 1,800 years old, found in Peru.
1,800, wow.
Yeah, he actually found them in 2017 or something, and so they've been around for a while, and I think it's still bullshit. It was probably some bullshit fucking scientist that... did the CT scan and
he
shit.
He was probably paid off, yeah, something like that.
And then I guess on the x-ray or something, it appears that one of them has eggs inside them. But like, you know, and then there's these, well, NASA saw all about it. But they're like, you know, hey, why don't you just send out samples and share with the rest of us.
Give us some DNA samples,
let's confirm this shit. You're like, right? But they probably won't because it's probably fake.
So is that you going over it, or is there a lot more you got to do?
Well, that's pretty much it. But I also heard some news from NASA kind of encouraging about aliens and UAPs. They say they have found no evidence of these UAP being extraterrestrial, but they have no idea what they are. They say they will be transparent if they find out that they are from a non-human intelligence.
I'm sure they will be transparent.
You could trust the government, right?
Have you learned that over the years?
Yeah, right.
Well, they're not going to be transparent, and they can suck my dick.
There's no way. There's no way.
Well, I thought you were just giving us a brief synopsis on it, but it seems like you got the whole thing out.
Pretty much, that's it. Like, you know, when I first saw it, those fucking things, I was just laughing. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like,
everyone's still laughing. Yeah. Should we be the only fucking people that really think it's true and just really run with it?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. I really believe it. I think it's true.
I hope it is.
I hope it is, but it does not look good.
Yeah.
All right, so you got a strange news, you say.
Yeah.
Want to go over that after I do the pig woman?
Oh, and I forgot. We got a message from an unknown...
Oh, we got a weird message, man. This one's fucking creepy.
Voicemail or whatever it is, but it's
the listeners
wild,
finally man. Sent something in, yeah. And it is spooky.
I think it's funny. I don't know.
I think it's scary. We might have a stalker on our hands. Who knows?
It's a pretty good one, though, man.
We'll run that by you after my story. Just to break up things a little bit. What do you think of that, Dan?
It sounds good to me.
What do you think of that? All right. Well, this is a long one. Maybe I'll just do half because I don't feel like reading a whole fucking book right now. Anyway, this is... we got it from Troy Taylor. Thanks again, Troy.
Troy!
It's entitled The Pig Woman, The Preacher, and The Murder. The Still Unsolved Hall Mills Murders. Here we go! One of the strangest unsolved murders in American history was discovered on September 14, 1922, near New Brunswick, New Jersey. The murders would capture the attention of the morbid, curious... I would assume that's supposed to be the morbid... What?
Morbidly curious?
Morbidly curious, yeah, not morbid curious. Come on, Troy, fuck! All over the New York area and would take years to untangle. In the end, it would remain unsolved. The events were set in motion on the warm evening of September 14th when two young lovers, Raymond Schneider, 23, and Pearl Balmer, 15. Whoa! That's not adding up right there, Raymond. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
We're out for a stroll along secluded DeRussy Lane, now Franklin Boulevard, in Franklin Township. Looking for a spot for a late night tryst. They were disappointed to find that another couple had already beaten them to their favorite place under a sprawling crabapple tree. But there was something wrong with the couple. They weren't moving. The older man and young woman, both well-dressed, were lying next to one another, carefully touching. But as Raymond looked closer, the moonlight revealed that the man had a bullet hole in his head.
Yikes.
The woman had been shot in the face 3 times, throat, had also been cut from ear to ear, spraying the ground and their clothing with blood. An autopsy later revealed her tongue had been cut out.
Oh.
Holy.
Brutal.
Shit. Raymond and Pearl fled the scene and went to the nearest house to call the police. When the authorities arrived, they began trying to piece together what had happened. Although the man and woman had been killed nearby, they appeared to have been carefully placed under the crab tree. They were touching each other, the man's hat was placed over his face, their clothing had been hurriedly pulled on and buttoned wrong, leading the investigators to believe that they had been naked when killed and then dressed by someone else. Scattered about on the grass were a number of love letters that the woman had apparently written to the man and bore her signature. A business card belonging to the man had been propped up against his shoe so that the officers could have no trouble identifying the victims.
Weird.
The man was Reverend Edward Wheeler Hall, the rector of St. John Evangelist Church. We're going with it. Evangelist Church in New Brunswick. The dead woman in his arms was Miss Eleanor Mills, the young choir director of the church. From the looks of the letters that she had written to him, "Oh, honey, I am fiery today, burning, flaming love. It seems ages since I saw my baby kin's body and kissed every bit of you."
Yo.
That's what she said. It appeared that the preacher and the choir director had been lovers for some time.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, man, what the fuck? Reverend Hall had become the pastor of the church in 1909. 2 years later, he had married a wealthy local woman named Frances Stevens. That's a bad name. She was 7 years older than the handsome clergyman and was considered a spinster. Rumors had it that Hall married for money, but the marriage seemed to be a stable, peaceful one. The new Miss Hall's family was a rather peculiar one, though. Willie Stevens, her brother, was a strange, unkempt, and eccentric man who wore shabby clothing and grew his hair long and wild. Although quite rich, he was incapable of managing his own fortune, and he was given an allowance each week. He lived in the family mansion with his sister and Reverend Hall and kept himself busy by becoming a self-taught but recognized expert on entomology and botany. He also volunteered as a fireman, and occasionally, when he became bored, he would start a large fire in his backyard and then run into the house. He would then return in his fireman's uniform and extinguish the flames. That is awesome. Miss Stevens' other brother, Henry, was a little better adjusted when compared to his sibling and lived about 60 miles away in his own home. He was a quiet man who managed his family's investments and pursued his great passions of hunting and target shooting. He also maintained close contact with a cousin and extended member of the immediate family, Henry Carpenter. Henry was an attorney and member of the New York Stock Exchange. He was a frequent visitor of the Stevens estate and acted as a troubleshooter for the family. What does that mean? The murdered woman, Eleanor Mills, was married to James Mills, who was employed as a sexton, I don't know what that means either, and handyman at Reverend Hall's church. He knew that his wife had some sort of relationship with Hall, but assumed that it was one based on religion and love of music. Why would he assume good in anyone? Is he nuts? He knew that they often had dinner together, but never suspected an affair. Well, he killed him, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I would.
Sure sounds
be
like
pissed.
It.
And neither, apparently, did Miss Hall. She had befriended Eleanor to the extent that the older woman was almost a mother figure to her. She often took her shopping for new clothing and always made sure that she was invited to the finest social affairs. Shortly before Eleanor's death, Miss Hall had paid for the young woman's appendectomy. I've had one of them before.
Oh, yeah.
You know that about me?
Oh, yeah, totally.
You fucking should. Not long after the bodies were discovered, news of the murders began to spread. Miss Hall learned of her husband's death when a reporter called and asked for details. She hung up on him without comment. As crowds began to gather at the murder site, the officers and authorities began a strange battle over jurisdiction of the case. No one wanted responsibility for it. It turned out that the bodies were found just inside the Somerset County line, although both of the victims resided in Middlesex County. What are these names about?
Yeah.
This is crazy. Each county prosecutor insisted that the case belonged to the other one. It would literally be years before the matter was entirely settled. I'm ending it there because I'm sick of reading.
I don't want this case. You guys have it. Come on.
Yeah, they knew it was going to be a pain in the ass, but, you know, just do it anyway. What the fuck, man? So we're going to end it there. I think it's about half. And we got 15 minutes to go, so you better really... really fucking take your time. What do they call that in government when you just filibuster filibuster your stories? Just
I'll try. So
find a way.
It is now time for
strangers. What you got, Dan?
All right, I don't think I read this one. This one's off of news.sky.com. Texas woman attacked by snake and hawk at the same time while mowing the lawn.
Really?
Yeah. A snake wrapped itself around Peggy Jones after falling from the sky shortly before a hawk swooped down to try and retrieve it, hacking at her arm in the process. A Texas woman has recounted her terror after being attacked simultaneously by a hawk and a snake while she was mowing her lawn. Not really attacked by a snake, but if you think about it.
If you really think about it, yeah.
Peggy Jones from Silsby near Beaumont was carrying out the garden chore when a snake fell on her, seemingly out of the sky, and wrapped itself around her arm, she told NBC. The snake was squeezing so hard and I was waving my arm in the air, and then this hawk was swooping down, clawing at my arm over and over. It was fucking crazy. I just kept saying, "Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jesus!"
I think Jesus was the one that put him there.
Yeah. That's
true. Miss Jones said the hawk attempted at least 4 times to take the snake before eventually succeeding in its mission, leaving blood everywhere. Her husband then ran out to see what was happening. I was yelling and screaming. He didn't know what I was saying. I thought I was bit by a snake, she added. Miss Jones said she then went to a hospital where she was treated for the cuts inflicted on her by the hawk and bruises from the snake wrapping itself around her arm.
Wow.
Despite not being bitten by the snake, she had a narrow escape, saying, "I discovered the lens on my glasses was broken and there was snake venom on my glasses."
Holy smokes.
Where was this?
What the fuck?
Remarkably, she had previously survived a snake bite, adding, "I feel like the luckiest person alive to have survived this." Miss Jones has since been back mowing her lawn under the close supervision of her husband.
What the fuck is he gonna do?
Yeah.
Jump in front of the snake?
What the hell would be the odds of that happening again?
Yeah, she's a glass half full type lady, because I'd be very pissed I got attacked by a snake. I think I'm very unlucky.
Like, imagine, it's just a matter of feet. If she was just a few feet ahead or back,
she'd be gone.
There's no snake on her. It would have dropped onto the ground. But...
Oh, I wasn't even really listening to what you said.
I'm saying, if she was a foot or two forward or backwards...
Okay, then I kind of followed it. Yeah.
Maybe it would have been not even...
Okay, if you want to be a glass half full motherfucker, then we can do that.
Oh, it's Texas, so it's probably some rattlesnake or something.
And she saw the venom on her glasses? Yeah. Wow, dude.
That'd be insane. That is insane.
It is indeed, Dan.
All right, I got one more.
I got one, too. I just found one as you were reading.
Do it.
You want me to do it?
Do it.
This is thanks to WFLA.com. Channel 8 News. I'm assuming it's
WFLA, Channel 8.
There you go. Lakeland man arrested for Snickers bar battery.
Snickers bar battery.
Yeah.
What the hell?
A Lakeland man was arrested and accused of pelting several Walgreens employees with Snickers candy bars during an early morning confrontation.
Jesus Christ. How do you, like, you gotta get close. Snickers aren't that big.
Yeah, well, it's Walgreens, so I don't know. In Florida, so I guess some shit's gonna go down. Arrest documents allege a highly intoxicated 23-year-old Noy Idol became agitated when employees at the Clearwater Walgreens refused to sell him a box of cigarettes. A box of cigarettes?
What, carton?
Could be.
A pack?
Well, okay, let me this sidestep here. There's an asshole. I might even brought this up in the podcast before. He used to work at the 7-Eleven by where he used to live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'd order a pack of Marlboro Reds or something. Oh, you give me the soft pack. Oh, if you want the box, you gotta say box. Like, you know exactly what I'm ordering.
Nobody wants the
no
soft pack.
No one wants this bullshit soft pack. Get it out of my face.
Anytime he gets smokes, nobody asks, "Hey, you want this?"
No, he's just a fucking long-haired asshole. You know that? Anyway, back to where I was. They refused to sell him a pack of cigarettes, citing store policy. Wait, what? Oh, maybe it was a carton. Because why wouldn't they sell him a pack of cigarettes?
I don't know.
Angered by the refusal, Idol allegedly became irate and threw Snicker bars at the store's manager, hitting him in the face. Oh my God, is he okay? Another store employee rushed over to help and ordered Idol to leave the store. In response, Idol threw several Snicker bars at him, striking him in the chest. Idol later told police he didn't mean to throw the candy directly at the employees, but surveillance footage shows that Idol was very intentional where he directed the Snicker bars.
Yeah, I didn't mean to hit him.
This motherfucker was arrested and charged with battery. His bond set at $500.
Damn.
I'm going to tell you something. Snickers are probably my favorite candy bar.
I think they are definitely my favorite, I think. Yeah.
Peanut butter cups and Snickers, dude. That's all I want on Halloween.
I had a Milky Way the other day, and those are awesome. But Snickers, probably, it's number one.
My computer just turned off.
Fantastic.
We gotta do it again.
Ooh. Oh, it's still on.
Oh, thank God.
What's my fucking screen, man? Close call there. All right, we got lots of time. You got another strange news?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the message is only like 2 minutes, so.
Oh, fuck, I was supposed to.
We get that right now. Or after Strange News.
Let's do it after Strange News, because I fucked the whole thing up.
Do it. I need another beer, though.
All right, now that Dan just pissed me off with getting another beer, we're playing it right now. Here is our
Here it is.
I hope you guys enjoy.
I saw your ad on the old snake book. I call it snake book because that Zuckerberg's a snake. He's a snake, goddammit. But anyway, you want a strange tale? I got a strange tale. I tried listening to this old podcast, and these two morons think they're funny. They get all drunk, say stupid shit. Fucking fairy tales. It was stupid. Strange. Stupid. It's strange these dumbasses have their own show. Who the hell is listening to this garbage? God! How about that for a strange tale? Sons of bitches!
Well, we have an angry listener on our hands.
Wow.
I thought that motherfucker had a story.
The fuck? Oh, that's fucking crazy.
Well, at least we're getting some feedback, so.
I love the snake book.
Yeah, what the fuck? Well, that was interesting indeed.
Oh, man.
Keep them coming, old man. Yes. Yeah. You're scary and entertaining all at once.
Oh, that was good, man. That was really good.
Oh. Well, I was asking for feedback, and
you got it.
We got it.
No name, no. Who knows where he's from?
Probably Florida.
Yeah, crazy's down in Florida. I don't know why, man. It just cracks me up.
We're eliciting emotions from people. Oh man! So I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that was great. At least he tried listening, right?
Yeah, he gave it a shot. That's all we ask.
Oh man. Alright, that's a good ending to the episode, I suppose. I keep saying we're gonna be on TikTok, but obviously not. If anybody's listening.
Not yet.
We're gonna do off season. So when this ain't airing, we're gonna try to get up on there.
I thought you were doing a strange news, but fuck it. We will end now. Remember that our email is alesandstrangetales@gmail.com. Submit more hateful messages to us.
Do it.
Because that's better than nothing. And I think that about sums it up.
Yep.
This is Chris Moyers.
Dan Stickney.
Cheers.
Cheers.